Now, peace of mind and a crime-free suburb, these are words that we'd all like to hear, right? Especially with the current climate in South Africa. And this is exactly what the SRA are aiming to do. Now, established a few years ago, the Special Rates Area is an entity that assists communities and focuses on extensive security monitoring, detection, cleaning pavements, car parks, pathways to the beach, and also preventative initiatives as well. So how does it all work? Well, apparently, if one looks at the crime stats in Lindadno, they have been significantly reduced as a result of this. So to talk to you about this, Kiki Loebscher, director of the Lindadno Special Rates Area. So, Kiki, thank you very much for your time on the show this morning.
Thank you, Kino. Thank you for having us. And so, I'm a great fan of your show.
Oh, thank you. I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. We also have Alderman J.P. Smith, the Mayoral Committee Member for Safety and Security. J.P., good morning.
Morning, Kino.
I take it you're not in the Cape Town caucus meeting.
I will be in a few minutes.
So okay, cool. We won't. All right, so let's talk. Kiki, let's start with you. Let's talk about the special rates area, how it works, and how that links to crime in Lindadno in particular.
Okay, well, the special rating area, I think, is one of the best examples of collaboration and constructive engagement between the private sector and the city. Our experience has been that it's been absolutely remarkable in terms of how our working relationship with the city has improved. In terms of establishing it, it requires in a residential area 60% plus one of residents to vote in favour of establishing it. And once the necessary documents, business plan, budgets, etc. have been prepared, the full MACO meeting of the city would then approve the establishment of the SRA. And then we basically have a not-for-profit company where we currently pay about 9% of our municipal rates as an additional levy. And it doesn't have to be spent on security, but in our case, we chose to spend about 90% of our budget on security, and particularly in the public open areas. And yes, it has been tremendously successful.
So can you point out, you know, one, two, three, four practical things that this has allowed you to do that can be linked to the reduction in crime?
Well, for instance, we have number plate recognition cameras in various areas in Lindadno. So when a vehicle enters Lindadno and it has a false number plate, or it's a stolen vehicle, or it has been seen leaving the scene of a crime, we get alerted to that immediately. So it's a case of being aware. Knowledge is power. So we are aware of what's going on in our suburb, and we can deal with these issues on a proactive basis. We've also acknowledged that maybe SAPS and the city's law enforcement may have limited resources, and therefore we supplement our monitoring with privately paid security initiatives.
Yeah. Now, and obviously, Lindadno is an area where people can afford to pay those extra levies, and there are other challenges in other areas as well. But it's a great story.
I agree with you there. Yeah. The issues of affordability is an issue, even in Lindadno.
Yeah.
But if I look at my own rates, my rates is about 6,500 rand a month.
Yeah.
Based on the value of my property.
Sure.
My SRA levy is 600 rand a month.
Okay. Okay.
So, actually, you know, the affordability, I think, is more in terms of the municipal value and the rates. And bear in mind that your SRA levy, you as a community set that amount, the total budget.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
It's something that you can control.
I like it.
And for me, 600 rand a month for peace of mind, I'll happily scratch that money out somewhere.
Yeah, me too. I agree with you. I would too. But I think it's wonderful, and we are celebrating the fact that those, you know, those stats have been brought down. And it certainly is a model that other communities need to look at. And, you know, maybe businesses in certain areas can play a bigger role, for example. But I think it is wonderful. And we need to look at what works. And we need to see how we can replicate that. So, Kiki, I want to thank you for your time. I know you've been pretty hectic as well. But it's great to have you on the show this morning. And thank you for giving us some insights into that.
Super. Thank you.
Perfect. Kiki Loebscher, who's a director of the Lindadno Special Rates Area. Now, JP Smith, it's a great story. It's a good news story. How do other communities get involved in this?
So, Kino, I think two things in relation to Lindadno. One is that the special rating area or city improvement district gets to spend the money where they believe it's important.
Yeah.
It's just about the only mechanism in which a community can ring fence rates money into area-specific expenditure, and have some control about that, where that goes directly. And secondly, it's about the crime intelligence. So what you will find is that the thing that the SRA is adding most value in is filling that crime intelligence deficiency that exists in policing at the moment. Because they have a lot of local knowledge and they're coordinating that intelligence and information, that's actually where they do some of the most valuable work. Yes, they add resources, but it's the intelligent application of those resources that's probably the most valuable thing that SRAs end up, or SIDs end up contributing. And across the city, there are many communities trying to get SRAs going. Mitchell's Plain Town Centre is trying to get one going. Athlone CBD has a SID, which has had many challenges. And she is right, affordability is one issue. Mm. And that's why if people in an area, after you've now tested the 50% plus one vote support for the SRA to be established, after that, the indigent rebate still applies. So if a person is indigent, the indigent rebate is also applied to the SID levy. So you do shield pensioners and people on inelastic incomes against the levy.
Okay, wonderful. In my neighborhood, I think what we'll do is we can get a special rates thing sorted out. We'll put spikes on the pavements. Anyway.
So, you know that, I mean, many areas have voluntary SIDs.
Yeah. No,
so just, there are in the city a number of voluntary SIDs and where people voluntarily contribute. And then the problem is that those often go hand in hand with some people not contributing and discouraging others from doing so. And then, of course, once the SID is established, everybody is making a contribution to the cleaning, greening, and security. Yeah. In that area.
Absolutely. But JP, we'll have to get you on about traffic and all sorts of other things at a later stage. But good luck in caucus.
Thank you, sir.
That is Alderman JP Smith, Mayoral Committee Member for Safety and Security, City of Cape Town.